ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजम् ब्रह्मणाम् ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयामदेवाजोदधातो ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः I just want to give you an idea, a picture which is not connected to this particular thing, but to understand this verse better, to understand the nature of the self discussed in these verses from the 11th to the 30th. And I want to give, because we didn't do the introduction here, I want to put some light. So before that, before we see the Bhashyam of today's class. We know very well the reality of the universe. What is the me word for the reality in Sanskritam? Satyam is one word. Another word is Tattvam. Tattvam. Listen carefully. Tattvam. Tattvam means the truth. The reality. And in English language, is there an explanation why the truth is called truth? If you know Latin or Greek, and can you say why the truth is meant by the word truth? Why the reality is meant by the word reality? Is there any explanation? No. But in Sanskrit language, tattvam means truth. Why the truth is meant by the word tattvam? Understand, this is an explanation. What does it mean? Tasya bhavaha tattvam. This is the explanation for the word tattvam. Tasya bhavaha tattvam. Bhavaha means what? Existence. Okay? The existence which lends existence to something is the truth of that thing. For example, if we say wave, tasya waves, okay, tasya bhavaha, what is the existence of tat? Wave is tat. Tat means what? Tat means that. It is third person singular pronoun tat, that, isn't it? Tad, that. And that is a pronoun which can be used to indicate every object in this universe. Isn't it? Tat means that. So the tat, that as a pronoun can be used to indicate every object and any object in this universe. Amazing, isn't it? Tat is equal to what? Everything. Tat is equal to everything. Why it is equal to everything? Because tad as a pronoun, which means that, can be used to indicate any object. So tad itself stands for what? Every object, any object, all the objects in singular. Bhavaha means existence. So what does it mean? Existence of everything. Existence of anything. Existence of all that is here. Amazing, isn't it? Is tasya bhavaha tattvam. So the truth of everything, the reality of everything, is tattvam, the true reality. That is why it is indicated by the word tattvam. And the reality of the of everything, like in, with reference to wave, we say bhavaha of the wave, the existence of the wave is water. Similarly, bhavaha of existence of everything in this universe, ultimately, is tasya tattvam, tasya bhavaha tattvam. And the reality of the entire universe is also the self of everything. So the truth of everything, the reality of everything is the self of everything. And that reality has to be known in order to discover happiness. And that reality is available for recognition only as the meaning of the word I. Therefore, we did in the very beginning, whatever is mistaken for the meaning of the word I has been negated through a given prakriya called Drigdrishyaveka prakriya. We have negated the body, the mind, the body, the senses, sense organs, organs of actions, and the all five physiological functions, and also the mind, everything including the knowledge that I am, everything we have negated as what? Non-self, as an object of knowledge. And we arrive at what? This subject. The subject of knowledge, no, object of knowledge cannot be mistaken for the subject, because only you have to distinguish. Anything external to the body is not mistaken for the subject, the knower. Understand? Therefore, from the body, sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions, the mind, everything has been negated as the non-self. And you arrive at the subject as the self. So the knower is the, known is object of knowledge, knower the, is the subject of knowledge, and knower the subject of knowledge is the self. And that self is what? We is equal to pure consciousness. We arrived that at it now. Therefore, we what do we understand? The tattvam, the reality, the truth, the existence of everything here is available for recognition as the self, as the meaning of the word I, as the knower, as the subject of knowledge, as pure consciousness. And what is the nature of the pure consciousness? We understood the nature of the pure consciousness is actionlessness, silence. First thing we are told is knowledge. Knowing is the nature of the consciousness, swarupam. So silence is the nature of consciousness. Actionlessness is the nature of consciousness, swarupam of chaitanyam. And that Chaitanyam is the truth of the whole Jagat. Which Jagat? We saw in also Mundaka Upanishad class. We have this Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha, this entire grass universe, listen carefully, this entire grass universe, and there is a subtle universe. Okay? Both subtle and grass universe together is nothing but manifestation of what? The cause which is already there. Because some out of nothing something cannot come into being. Whatever is here now in gross and subtle form, we understand, okay, my own gross body is here. Similarly, there is an external gross universe which is perceptible, tangible, and all of it's available for sense perception for all of us. And once one subtle body is there, we call subtle because my subtle body is known only to me, not to others. Everyone subtle body is known to oneself, not to others. Similarly, from the standpoint of my understanding of my subtle body, I also understand there is a subtle universe. This subtle body in everything, the subtle manifestation, all the beings and creatures. Therefore, there is subtle universe, there is also gross universe. Understand? The manifestation of gross universe is not possible without the manifestation of the subtle universe. Understand? Therefore, they both are there. And for this grass, and when you say there is grass universe, definitely there is also what? Subtle universe. it implies. When you say there is a healthy, living, gross physical body moving around, it also, it implies what? There is a mind, there are senses, there are organs of action, there are physiological functions, everything is understood. Isn't it? Like that, when you say the gross universe is there, the subtle universe also is manifest. And this gross and subtle universe, this entire jagat, when you say entire jagat, sukshma sthula prapancha, prapancha, understand? This entire universe wouldn't have come into being out of nothing. Definitely it has emerged from something which is already there. There must have been a cause, okay? So there's a causal universe also. Karana prapanchaha, a causal universe. So sthula prapanchaha, suksha prapanchaha, which is nothing but evolution, okay, evolved from the causal universe. And then what is the causal universe? The causal universe, in fact, is nothing but the universe in its causal form is called Maya, Avidya, Prakritihi, Avyakritihi, Avyaktam. I use all these different words. Don't get confused. Universe in an unmanifest form is called Maya. What is this Maya? Unmanifest knowledge. Unmanifest knowledge is Maya and unmanifest universe is Maya. Therefore, universe in its seed form, the potential causal, imperceptible, invisible form is what? Maya. Therefore, is it clear now? And how to understand what is Maya? We say unmanifest knowledge means total ignorance. Okay, unmanifestation of total knowledge is unmanifestation of, in fact, the ignorance is nothing but the unmanifestation of knowledge, total knowledge. How to know? To understand that, we have to analyze our deep sleep state experience. When you analyze your deep sleep state experience, what do we know? We have to see, in waking state, the knowledge that the universe is there. The knowledge that I am is also there. Understand? The knowledge that I am is there. The knowledge that the universe is there. And the mind is totally active, fully active. The whole jagat is perceptible. And in deep sleep state, the mind is totally passive. The knowledge that I am is not there. The knowledge that the universe is not there. The knowledge that the universe is being not there is knowledge being unmanifest. Okay? The not being unmanifest is what? We call total ignorance, avidya. Is it clear now? You have to understand this. So the same, the unmanifestation of knowledge, which is also, which is total ignorance, is known by the word Maya with reference to the entire universe. With reference to an individual, it is known by the word avidya. Understand? I use two different words, avidya and maya. You can't understand maya without knowing what avidya is. They're both one and the same. What is total ignorance? Not absence of knowledge, but the unmanifestation of knowledge. Is it clear? Unmanifestation of knowledge. How do we say? Because the universe is, even in deep sleep state, but what is not there is, the knowledge that the universe is not there. Understand? The universe exists, but the knowledge that the universe is not there in deep sleep state. That the knowledge that the universe is being not there is the unmanifestation of knowledge. Or knowledge being unmanifest. That is called total ignorance. Why? There is no knowledge of anything. That is why we call total ignorance. Is it clear? That is called avidya. With reference to individual, okay, the unmanifestation of knowledge, the total ignorance is meant by the word avidya, and the same unmanifestation of knowledge with reference to the entire universe is meant by the word maya. Is it clear now? Therefore, when you say the universe is not there, the universe remains unmanifest in this potential seed, okay, condition. That is why we say the whole universe, before it became manifest, it remained in the form of maya. Understand? When it is manifest, is manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge being unmanifest is maya, knowledge being manifest is the universe. Is it clear? Now, let me come to one more thing now. Similarly, we call this gross body individually, and we also know the subtle body. Gross body is an object of knowledge, very well known. Subtle body also is object of knowledge. How sense organs are known to us, organs of actions are known to us, the pranas are known to us, and also all the thoughts which constitute the mind, every thought is known to us, including the knowledge that I am, the thought is known to us. Therefore, everything, the subtle body, which is a constituent of the 16 factors, also is what? An object of knowledge. Then we say, this sthula dehaha is known, sukshma dehaha is also known, and we have karana shariram. Karana dehaha, subtle, okay, the causal body. What is the causal body? Avidya. Understand? Avidya is the causal body with reference to an individual, and maya is the causal universe with reference to the entire universe. Is it clear now? Now I say this causal body also is known to you. How we can say, in deep sleep state, when nothing is there, okay, nothing being the total ignorance is known to you. Understand? Knowledge being unmanifest is known to you. Isn't it? Listen carefully. In deep sleep state, no knowledge is there. The knowledge being unmanifest is known. Nothing is there, no experience is there. That is known. Therefore, the causal body also is known, an object of knowledge. But to know that the causal body also is known, in the causal body in the form of total ignorance, in the form of knowledge being unmanifestation of knowledge, is known, for which you have to wake up from sleep. And you have to recollect your deep sleep experience, and you have to see, yeah. Understand? And you say nothing was known. It means what? It is objectified, no? The knowledge, total knowledge being unmanifest is known to you, isn't it? Is known or not? Total knowledge being unmanifest, total ignorance being there is known to you. Therefore, causal body also is object of knowledge. Now you know very well from the standpoint of, okay, this individual, this drishyaveka prakriya, you understood the causal body is an object of knowledge, subtle body is an object of knowledge, the gross body also is an object of knowledge. Similarly, for this entire universe, in its causal form, the universe being there is known, the universe being not there also is known, the knowledge being manifest is known, the knowledge being unmanifest also is known, isn't it? Tell me, knowledge being manifest is known, knowledge being unmanifest also is known. Therefore, what is that because of the presence of which knowledge being manifest, knowledge being unmanifest is known is the pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness is what? The self. The self is what? The meaning of the word I. Understand? Therefore, the one who has known that self, what is the nature of the self? What does the consciousness do? It is of the nature of knowing. Knowing. Knowing is, what does it do? It knows. Knows. Then is it an action? No. Knowing is the very sarupam. Like illumining is the nature of the light, knowing is the very sarupam of the consciousness. If it is very sarupam, what action does it do? Does it speak? Silence is the nature of the consciousness. Does it make any noise? Silence is the nature of the consciousness. Does it do any action? Actionlessness is the nature of the very consciousness. Therefore, what? Changelessness is the sarupam. Avikriyatvam is the nature of the consciousness. Change means you should be move. You should move at least little bit to change. But is sthanuhu, achalaha, unmoving. Why unmoving? Because all pervasive. It is already fit. Okay? It is full. There is some space where it is not for the consciousness to move about. Okay? Therefore, no motionlessness, actionlessness, silence. Therefore, changelessness is the nature of the consciousness. The one who knows, yaha veda janati, what does he know? Consciousness being free from actions. Okay? Knows the actionlessness is the nature of consciousness. And one who knows the self as consciousness, one has resolved the I in consciousness. And how can he is completely free from doership and enjoyership. Understand? So, how long can one have doership and enjoyership? As long, even after having understood the self being consciousness, as long as one has aham with the I notion, the body mentions complex, definitely one may mistake oneself for the doer. But one who knows very clearly, I told in the last class very well, very, very clearly, there is still water, there is stillness of water, and stillness is inseparable from the water. Stillness cannot be mistaken for the intrinsic property of the water. Stillness is not the nature of the water, but stillness is. But how real stillness is? Because stillness is not absolutely real. Why? Because stillness has no independent existence outside of water. But now can we say stillness is totally non-existent thing. But what is this stillness then? Stillness is neither absolutely real, nor is it unreal. It is as though. And the as though the stillness is what? Mithya. And what is the satyam? Water. And that stillness is disturbed. Stillness become what? Ripples of water and waves of water. Understand? But in stillness also water is H2O. In the form of ripples and waves also water is H2O. Water has not undergone any change. Okay? What has undergone change is the stillness. And the stillness is gone. Now we see ripples and waves. The ripples and waves resolve. There will be stillness. Understood now? So Maya is like the stillness of water. I told you in the class already. But still I want to remember this. Isn't it? And here, similarly here, the consciousness always, whether the knowledge is manifest or unmanifest, not always knowledge is not outside of consciousness. Stillness is not outside of water. Ripples and waves are not outside of water. Similarly, manifest knowledge is not outside of what? Consciousness. Unmanifest knowledge also is not outside of consciousness. Knowledge, whether it is manifest or unmanifest, it's always where? In consciousness. In fact, knowledge is consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, and one who knows, where can you place I here? And one who knows very well, okay, one who has really understood thoroughly well, one who still has the body, still has the mind, still has the senses, still is physically active and orally active, but still one who is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, because of his recognition of the self being pure consciousness, cannot do any action. Not only the act of killing, it's only example here, he cannot involve himself in any action with doership. It's not possible. He has already given up the notion that he is the doer. It's not possible for him to do any action. Second thing, the person, as a knower of the self, he has discovered the limitlessness, happiness. And one who has discovered the happiness, he cannot become happy, nor is he making effort to become happy. He has discovered the very self-being happiness. Okay? The person who has discovered the limitlessness is free from all limitations and inadequacies. Therefore, needs and desires, all the desires must have been resolved. Therefore, there is no need for him to, there is no desire or need which will impel him to do any karma. Understand? In that way also, yaha veda janati, and because consciousness is of the nature of changelessness, avikriyatvath, okay, so it is indestructible and it is indeclinable, object to change. And one who knows the self is free from doership and enjoyership. Such a person cannot do any action, nor can he cause another person to do any action. This is the meaning of the verse. We have seen that and we were discussing. There are a lot of simple doubts were coming. One who knows the self being actionless, how can he remain actionless? Because for him the self is non-different from him. Okay? Himself. Understand, Atma is not different, an object of knowledge for him. Atma is very self. Therefore, he becomes free from doership and enjoyership. Then there was an argument came, okay, that means all, in between it was said, even though the Veda, some people might raise a question, why does Veda prescribe a lot of rituals as a means of knowledge? Then the answer has to be given, no, Veda, Karmakanda of the Veda prescribes lot of rituals. It is for whose sake? For the one who does not know the self, not for the jnani. Then again the question came, the question might come, oh, if Veda prescribes the, we don't need to say, Veda, Karmakanda of the Veda prescribes all sorts of rituals, karma, for the one who does not know the self, not for the one who knows the self. Even the knowledge is enjoined for the one who does not know the self, not for the one who knows the self. Why should, understand, one already who knows the self need not gain any knowledge. He need not work for self-knowledge. Why? He already knows the self. Therefore, the whole Veda is prescribed for the one who is ignorant of the self, not for the one who knows the self. Then, so we don't need to say the Karmakanda of the Veda is prescribed only for the non-knower of the self. Because the knowledge, Jnanakanda also is prescribed for the one who does not know the self. Then such argument came, and here, and Shankara makes it very clear, he quotes from different angles. Come on, listen. Of course, Jnana Yogaha, life of self-enquiry. Jnana Yogaha is prescribed for the one who knows this self, or one who wants to know the self. Listen, please listen carefully here. The Vidvat Sanyasaha and Vividisha Sanyasaha. Understand? Vidvat Sanyasaha means having understood the nature of the self, being free from, okay, doership and enjoyership, having understood the self being the only reality, having understood the whole jagat being mithya, okay, still one has to dwell upon that nature of the self which he has understood in order to assimilate, ascertain that, in order to, you know, correct one's habitual error. Okay, because of the long orientation of aham buddhi in the body mind complex, one has to be always contemplative. Okay, such a person knowing the self, one who is contemplative upon the nature of the self, is called Vidvat Sannyasi. Understand? So, who can be contemplative? Without having understood the nature of the self, one cannot be contemplate. One cannot contemplate upon the nature of the self. Therefore, one who has understood the nature of the self, thereby one who is contemplative upon the self, in order to ascertain that vision of the nature of the reality, in order to, okay, correct his habitual error of mistaking the body, having eyes notion the body's complex, he is a Vidvat Sannyasi. Such a Vidvat Sannyasi also, one who is naturally dispassionate towards all the results of actions, because he is not interested in any more time, but nothing can be exciting for such a person. He naturally becomes a Vidvat Sannyasi. It is a question of maturity. Understand? So he does not need to do any karma. Therefore, this sannyasa is prescribed for him. Similarly, there is also another person who knows the value of knowledge, who knows knowledge is the only source for happiness. Knowledge of the self is the only source of happiness, only means for happiness, discovering happiness. Such a person also knows the limitations of other things, and he becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Therefore, okay, and he is also qualified for self-enquiry. And such a person also, what? And he is qualified means what? He is sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. He is endowed with fourfold disciplines, the qualifications. Therefore, he can take like sannyasa, and he lives a life of, you know, meditation. The one who wants to know the reality, therefore takes life of sannyasa, he is Vividisha Sannyasi. One who has known the self, thereby one who lives life of sannyasa, lives life of, understand, he is a Vidvat Sannyasi. For both the sannyasis, whether one is a Vidvat Sannyasi or one is a Vidvija Sannyasi, both of them, karma need not be done. Understand? Karma means what? They have to be doing karma, but they have to be doing karma without the doership and enjoyership. So no sannyasi is supposed to sit without doing any karma. They don't have the obligated duties. They don't need to do a lot of other things. But still, they should be physically, orally active. That does not mean that they have to remain lazy and idle. That means only they will be active, but they are free from the notion, understand, of being the doer and enjoyer. Then suppose the person who wants to know the self, still the person who is not ready for the knowledge, who is not pure and steady, who is not contemplative, who is not meditative, who is not steady mentally, who has yet to become pure, who knows the value of becoming pure and steady, for such a person, the Shastram prescribes all sorts of karma. One has to do the karma, and only in performing karma, one can express one's commitment to values. Without doing karma, if you don't open your mouth and speak at all, how can you express the value of truthfulness in speech? Understand? So one has to do the karma in order to express one's commitment to values. That is how one can become pure and steady. Therefore, the karma kanda is prescribed for not only for the ajnani, but also the ajnani who all the karmas are prescribed for the ajnani, who is not disciplined enough, who is not ended with the fourfold qualifications. This much he talks. So for which Shankara quotes so many verses, let me go to the bhashyam. Is it okay? Beforehand I want to tell you so that you will be free. You won't feel Where do we live? Nanu vidyapi avidushaha eva vidhiyate. Okay? So when the question was raised, is karma prescribed? You don't need to say karma is prescribed for the karma agyani. Okay, knowledge also is prescribed for the agyani. No? That's the question came. Okay, tatra avidushaha karmani vidhiyante na vidushaha iti viseshaha na upapadyate iti chet na. So, no, it has to be said here very well that knowledge is definitely prescribed for the one who does not know the self. Similarly, karmas are also meant for the one, prescribed for the one who does not know the self. Not only one who does not know the self, also one who is not yet ready for the knowledge of the self. One who has yet to become mentally pure and steady. One who has yet to get this, fourfold disciplines. Such a person, karma are prescribed. Okay. Anushteyasya bhava abhava visesha upapattehe agnihotradi vidyajnana agyanotrakalam. Okay, vidhi, artha, vidyartha, ajnana, sorry, vidyartha, jnana uttarakalam, not ajnana, jnana, vidyartha jnana uttarakalam, agnihotradi karma, aneka sadhana, upasamhara purvakam anushteyam karta aham mama kartavyam ityevam prakara vijnanavataha avidushaha yatha anushteyam bhavati natu tatha na jayate ityadi atmaswarupa vidyartha jnana uttarakala bhavi kinchit anushteyam bhavati kintu na aham karta na aham bhokta ityadi atma yekatva akartrutvadi vishayajnanat anyat na utpadyate iti yeshaha visheshaha upapadyate. See, what does he say here? See, when the Agnihotram is the simplest of the ritual that is to be regularly done by a grihastha. Now, Agnihotra Adi, when you say Agnihotra onwards, okay, all the rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda are prescribed for whom? For a grihastha. Understand? For an Ajnani who does not know the self, who has yet to know the self. And not only who has yet to know the self, who has yet to become, understand, prepared for the knowledge of the self, who has yet to become eligible for the knowledge of the self. These karmas have been prescribed. Why? To do any karma, one who still thinks, I am a doer, aham karta, mama idam kartavyam, this is my duty, I have to do this, I am the doer, such a notion the one who has, Because this is so rooted. One who identity with the body, mind, sense complex is so rooted. And one who still thinks, I am a karta, aham karta, iti buddhihi, yasya asti, definitely he has to do such acts, such karmas have been prescribed, all the rituals have been prescribed for such a person. But the one who knows the self, as you know, one who has taken the aham buddhi, I notion from the body and the mind and the senses, even though he is endowed with the body mentions complex, one who has, you know, one who knows, one has objectivity, one who is objective towards one's own body mentions complex, because one knows very well, I cannot be placed on the body, placed on the senses, placed on the mind, understand? And one has placed I on consciousness. And such a person, one who knows I is equal to consciousness, not the body, not the mind, not the senses, not the pranas, etc. Such a person and knows this, what is this consciousness? It is eternal. How eternal? It is beginningless. Why? Even the time is not, is always there. Consciousness is pure knowledge, which is of nature of changelessness, has no beginning, has no end, no change. Understand? And the second thing, other than consciousness, consciousness is self-existence, it exists independent of everything else that is here. Understand? Therefore, that consciousness is not born. Na jayate, na mriyate, kadachit. Na jayate, na. Najayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyam ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. So, ajaha nityaha shashvataha puranaha, this consciousness is what? Sharire hanyamane, the body is being slain. It is not slain, doesn't get destroyed. Consciousness continues to exist. Nothing happens. Consciousness as pure knowledge, which is changeless, continues to be there for always. One who knows that consciousness as the self, as the meaning of the word I, definitely, okay, he need not do any karma. In fact, he cannot do any karma. That's what he wants to say.
Yaha.
Punaha.
Punaha.
Karta aham.
Iti veti atmanam.
Tasya.
Mamam
idam kartavyam.
Mamam idam kartavyam.
Iti. Avashyam bhavini.
Avashyam bhavini.
Buddhi syat.
Buddhi syat.
So, yaha. Punaha karta aham iti veti atmanam. One who knows, one who takes himself for the doer, one who thinks I am a doer, such a person definitely he also has the buddhi, the very strong that knowledge that he has. He knows what? This is my duty. One who thinks he is the doer, I am a doer, and such a person definitely he also has what? Idam mama kartavyam, this is my duty. Understand? Definitely he has that buddhi also. That mindset also he has. Mindset. Not a very good word to say that. Mindset. This I have to do this. This is my duty. That mindset is possible for the one who has aham karta iti notion. One who thinks I am the doer. It is not possible. Therefore,
tad apekshaya.
Saha. Adhikriyate
iti
tam prati
karmani
sambhavanti.
So
based on that, see tadapekshaya, based on that understanding, that one will definitely have this mindset, this is my duty, I have to do this. When will have one that? Only when one has that notion that he is the doer. One entertains the notion of one being the doer because of his close identity with the body mind is complex, because of the ignorance of the self. And actually such a person will also have this mindset that this is my duty, I have to do this. But such a, based on that understanding, that mindset of the person, karmani sambhavanti, all the karmas, rituals in the karma kanda have been prescribed. Without the doership, nobody can do any action. But a jnani can do the action, understand, without the doership. Why? He has shifted the I from the body, mind, sense complex to consciousness. Shifting means not physically shifting, understand, in terms of understanding. Shift in understanding just makes one the non-doer, not the non-performance of actions. Understand? Therefore, he says,
విదుషః కర్మ ఆక్షేపవచనాత్
కథం సపురుషః ఇతి. ఓకే, సో హి సేస్ అవిద్వాన్, ది వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్, ఓకే, వన్ హూ థింగ్స్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ యాక్షన్స్, వన్ హూ థింగ్స్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ కాసెస్ ది యాక్షన్స్ యాక్టివేట్స్ No? One who thinks Atma is the doer, Atma as the activator of the actions, both of them do not know the self. Okay? So the one who knows the self, then he knows Atma is a non-doer. Such a person definitely cannot do any action, nor can he cause anybody to do any action. That is why this akshepaha, I mean this objection is, no, in the form of question, objection is presented in this verse. Katham sahanti, how does he heal? Katham saha ghatayati, kam hanti, etc. That akshayaparte prashnaha presented. The question is presented, okay, as an objection here. What does it mean? Jnani cannot do action because he is free from the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer. Shankara dins, repeat, look at it, you all have understood so well already, haven't you? So well you have understood, but Shankara doesn't believe that you have understood. So he simply wants to talk again and again and again. Why? This is how Sampradaya works. He knows you won't go home and read and again you won't do any homework. That is why he wants to do homework in the class itself. Okay. See, one small doubt we can't leave. Ask a small question comes and again explain. Same thing. Tasmat viseshitasya avikriyatma darshanaha darshinaha avikriya ఆత్మదర్శినః విదుషః ముముక్షోశ్చ సర్వకర్మ సన్యాసే ఏవ అధికారః. సో సర్వకర్మ సన్యాసే ఏవ అధికారః, దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఓకే, గివింగ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ ది యాక్షన్స్ అలోన్, దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎంఫాటికలీ స్ట్రెస్డ్ హియర్, ఐ మీన్ సెట్ హియర్ దట్ నో, ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎ ముక్షు, ఓకే, వన్ హూ ఇస్ డిజైరస్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష నాచురలీ విల్ బి కమిటెడ్ టు ది పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సెల్ఫ్. Understand? That means he knows the limitations of all the karma phalams. And even there, he is free from, understand? As a mumuksha also cannot, he'll be physically active, he'll be mentally active, he'll be orally, he'll be active, but still he is not committed, he is not attached to the results of actions. As a mumuksha also, one does not do the other karmas. See, mumuksha, one who is desirous of moksha also cannot involve himself in any kamya karmas. What may come a karma? The karmas, the actions performed specifically for, exclusively for fulfilling one's desires. Okay, a mukshu, one who wants moksha, one whose desires of moksha, knowing the value of moksha, one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, definitely cannot involve himself in any kama karma. He will do nitya naimittika karmas. That is what is said here. What does it mean by nitya naimittika karma? Means what? One's own regularly what one has to do. Understand? One's own, duties, what one has to do, duties. You have to understand what is a duty then. I can't talk about a duty now here. One has to do one's own nitya naimittika karmas. That's all. To the exclusion of everything else. In fact, he is free from all that. He cannot do kama karma. He cannot do prashchitta karma. He cannot do any other karma. He doesn't need to do anything. Why? He knows the limitations of the results of actions. He is interested only in jnanam. Understand? He is a mumukshu. And what about the vidusha, one who knows the self already? Such a person definitely cannot do any karma. He knows. Okay? Self is the non-doer. Such a person also, he only wants to ascertain the vision that he also cannot do karma. Therefore, this Vidvat Sannyasi and Vidisha Sannyasi, for both of them, Adhikaraha, Sarvakarma Sannyasa Eva Adhikaraha, they are meant for giving up the duties. That means what? Not duties, I mean meant for giving up the actions, means they are free from the doership and enjoyership. Therefore, they will be doing certain things, that's all. They won't be doing karma. Ataha eva, therefore, always emphasis, Bhagavan Narayanaha,
Sankhyan,
Vidushaha,
Avidushascha,
Karminaha, Pravibhijya, Dvenishte Grahayati. So here, the third chapter, first verse, Adishankara, in his Bhashan, is quoting the first verse of third chapter. Why? He talks about Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam.
Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam.
Karma Yogena Yoginam.
That is why,
Bhagavan Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, the third chapter is going to come later on. He says, he has separated now. As what? Two lifestyles. Jnana yogena sankhyanam. Karma yogena karminam. Who are the Karma Yoga lifestyle is prescribed for the karmis. Who are the karmis here? Who are attached to karma. Who have yet to become mentally pure and steady. They have to become qualified with sadhana chatushtayam, sampatti. For such people, Karma Yoga lifestyle has been prescribed. And this Jnana Yoga life, the life of self-enquiry, is prescribed for whom? For Sankhyanam. Sankhyanam means those who know the self. Understand? So Sankhyanam, Jnana Yogaha. Karminam, Karma Yogaha. Who are the karmis? Who are yet to become qualified for the pursuit of knowledge. For them, Karma Yoga lifestyle, they have to be doing all the karmas prescribed, all the duties that they have to be doing, but with certain attitude. Understand? Karma Yoga lifestyle means what? One has to do all one's duties, all the karmas prescribed. Why? They have to become eligible for self-enquiry. for knowledge of the self. Whereas those who were ready for the self-knowledge, and also have known the self, for both of them, okay, also Jnana Yoga lifestyle is prescribed. Those who are given to the life of Jnana Yoga, they need not to perform ritual prescribed in the Karma Kanda. Whereas the Karma Yogis had to perform the rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda. Not all the rituals, not the Kami Karmas. It is said, why two lifestyles? Because there are people of different levels. 11 is a different levels means, which Shastram does not say one level of people are superior, one level of people are inferior. No. Those who are ready for knowledge, those who are yet to become ready for knowledge. That's all. Understand? Therefore, what is said here is, don't talk about all those things unnecessarily. The jnani who knows the self being free from doership, knows the self, cannot involve himself in actions with the doership and enjoyership. Yathacha, tathacha.
Yathacha.
Tathacha putraya aha bhagavan vyasaha.
Putraya aha bhagavan vyasaha.
See, bhagavan vyasaha putraya aha. Bhagavan Vyasa also had said the same thing to his son. He says, dva vimavatha panthanau. See, Mahabharata Shanti Parva. Bhagavan Vyasa tells his son, dvau imau atha panthanau. Dvau imau atha panthanau. It means what? These two are the paths. These two are the lifestyles. Come on, please underline. Don't, well, know why? Dvau imau eva panthanau means na chaturtha panthanaha. He does not say chatvaraha panthanaha. Not four parts. Underline this Vyasa's words from Mahabharatam. None other than Vyasa's own words. Dvau imau eva panthanau. These are the two paths. These are the two ways. They are the two lifestyles. Okay, that you, not that one had to can go one way or another way. One path will lead to the other road. Okay? One road will lead you to the other road. And which will take you to the destination. Understand, now that you can go this road, there are two roads, you can take either this road or this path, and both the roads will take you to the goal. No. One road, there are two paths, and one path will take you to, will give a link you to the other path. Without going through one path, you can't get to the other road. And that will take you to the destination. Dvau imau eva panthano. Only two lifestyles. What is? Sankhyanam. Sankhya here means not the Sankhya, okay, philosopher. Sankhya here means those who know the self. Sankhyanam karma yoga, jnana yoga. Karminam agyaninam agdushaha. Avidushaha karminam. Avidusham karminam. Agyaninam karma yoga. Okay, jnana yoga means what? No obligatory duties, no other kame karmas, no other karmas. They'll only be doing worldly, physically they'll be active, but still there is no doership and enjoyership. Understand? Very beautiful. I'm really glad about this. Vyasa's word. Dvau imau athapantanau. Dvau imau athapantanau. Mahabharata Shanti Parvad. Please remember this. Don't say karma yoga, jnana yoga, raja yoga, bhakti marga. Okay? No. Because people everywhere people are talking about four paths. And they go against the Vyasa. And they call them Vyasa Putraha. Okay, they're not four paths. Dvau imau panthanau, atha panthanau. Okay, ityadi. Why? Shankara quotes Bhagavad Krishna's words, Adi Shankara quotes Vyasa's words. Why? Come on, ajnani, one who knows the self, definitely cannot have doership and enjoyership. Why? He cannot have aham buddhi. He cannot, you know, identify himself anymore with the body, mind, sense complex. And such a person cannot have doership and enjoyership. Such a person cannot do any karma. Any karma means what? With the desire for to want to kill, to do anything, then the desire must be impelling him. He is free from the hold of desires. He will be doing some karma just to live his parabdha. Just for the sake of doing the karma. Now the question comes, does the jnani perform the karma or not? Jnani has to eat, jnani has to drink, jnani has to live, jnani has to talk to people. He, everything he has to do, he'll be doing. But still, that does not mean he is doing. Why? He is free from the notion of being the doer. Second thing, he does the karma only for the sake of doing, whatever, just to live his parabdha. Understand? Because he's not dependent on the karma or the karma phalams for his happiness. That's why no karma is done by a jnani. No karma done by a jnani is an expression of the desire. It's not a desire-impelled action. Jnani's actions are not desire-impelled actions. That you should remember. Therefore, tathacha kriyapathaschaiva purastat paschat sannyasascha. And he quotes one more thing. Shankara quotes so many quotations he gives here. Taitriya aranyakam tatparya anuvadaha. There's a section of tatparya anuvada. Taitriya aranyakam. Again it is said, look at this. Another Shruti says, what does it say? Kriyapatascaiva purastat. Okay? Path of action precedes first. Thereafter follows paschat sannyasaha. Okay? Path of knowledge. Sannyasaha means don't think giving up something. Okay? The pursuit of knowledge, life of the self-enquiry. Okay? Like jnana yoga follows the path of action. Okay? That means what? One has to do the karma as long as one has aham buddhi in the body mind complex. Until one becomes ready mentally for knowledge, thereafter becoming ready for the knowledge, having gained the knowledge again, then one can go to the life of self-enquiry, live a life of self-enquiry. Yes, without the preparation is very, very important. What do people say? Please remember very carefully. Paschat, na, purastat, kriyapataha cha eva purastat, paschat sannyasascha. He missed very clear. Two quotations. One quotation from Bhagavad Gita, one from Vyasa's Mahabharatam, another one from the Veda, Taitriya Aranyakam. In three quotations he says, karma yoga is, life of karma yoga is another path, life of sannyasa is another path. Okay, jnana yoga lifestyle is another path. And two paths means, don't think there are two different roads leading to the same goal. One path will take you to the other path, which will end up in the destination. Understand? Therefore, really speaking, one is an indirect path which will take you to the direct path, okay, which will get you the place of destination. Not even a place actually, just for the want of words I have to express this. Is it clear now?
Yeah.
Therefore, now what do people say? There are some people say there are two paths taking to the goal. There are some people say four paths taking to the goal. There are some people saying all the paths lead to the same goal. understand all these people are not going to show any path. Okay. Isn't it very clear?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Tulaya.
Tulaya.
Okay. He again holds his own thing now. Okay, there is Isha Bhashyam Tata Kena Upanishad Bhashyam. Okay. Etam Etameva Vibhagam Punaha Punaha Darshayishyati Bhagavan. Okay, we read so slowly. Etameva Vibhagam Punaha Punaha Darshayishyati
Bhagavan.
See, this Vibhagaha, this separation, okay, this two, one lifestyle being different from the other, these two lifestyles, the same division of lifestyles, okay, Bhagavan Punaha Punaha Darshayishyati, Krishna is going to show again and again, Punaha Punaha Darshayishyati, why? There is possibility of our getting doubtful, okay, we will become doubt, we'll have doubts always. Again we may have a question. Therefore he makes it very clear, punaha punaha, again and again, Bhagavan darshayishyati, Bhagavan is going to show in later on also, what? Yetameva vibhagam, the whole Gita is going to show again and again, this division of what? Two lifestyles, one preceding the other, karma yoga lifestyle and jnana yoga lifestyle. For those who are prepared and those who are know the self, life of jnana yoga, lifestyle of karma, jnana yoga, and those who have yet to know, those who have yet to become prepared for the knowledge, life of karma yoga. Okay. Atatvavite. See, tatvavit means knower of the truth. Atatvavit means what? Ignorant of the
truth.
One who is ignorant of the truth. One who is the self-ignorant. Tattvavit is the self-knower. Atattvavit is the self-ignorant person. Ahankara vimudha atma.
Ahankara vimudha atma.
Karta aham.
Karta aham.
Iti manyate.
Iti manyate.
Okay. See, karta aham iti manyate. He thinks I am the doer. Who is the one he thinks I am the doer? Ahankara vimudha atma. Vimudha means deluded, minded. Okay? His delusion is what? Ahankara vimudha atma means one who mistakes, okay? The one who has the aham buddhi, I notion in the body, mind, sense complex, very rooted. He is the deluded person who mistakes the body, mind, sense complex for the self. He is said to be the ahankara vimudha atma. And such a person, ahamkarta iti manyate. Why? He is atatvavit, because he does not know the self. And he says, tatvavit, whereas tatvavit, two stands for whereas. Whereas the knower of the truth, knower of the self, na aham karomi, na aham
karomi,
iti. So he says, Shankara quotes many things and he in between he says, Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna is going to say, show again and again in future also the whole Bhashyam, he will be showing this division of two lifestyles. Understand? And he again quotes here, what is that? Ahankara vimudhatma aham karta iti manyate. Who is the one who thinks I am the doer? I am the enjoyer. Who is the one who thinks ahankara vimudha atma? One who is deluded. Who is the deluded? Who mistakes the body mind complex for the self? Understand? Why does he mistake the body mind complex for the self? Because he does not know what the self is. Atattvavite. One who does not know the self. Mistakes the body mind complex for the self. Ahankara imudha atma. Sahayeva ahamkarta iti manyate. But tattvavite. One who knows the self. who cannot take the body, mind and complex for the self, cannot think. Aham karta, what does he think? Aham na karomi. Understand? Iti manyate. Shankara repeats and repeats and repeats and then so all she should go home today very clearly knowing this too. Tatha cha. One more thing he wants to quote. Sarva karmani.
Sarva karmani.
Manasa sanyasya aste.
Manasa sanyasya aste.
Iti. Okay, ityadi, etc. One more quotation, one more quote. What is that? Sarva jnani. Does the jnani perform actions or not? He does perform the actions. But he manasa sanyasya, he does not give up the actions physically, externally, orally. But how does he give up the actions? Manasa sanyasya, he gives up his actions mentally. What do you mean by giving up the actions mentally? Giving up the actions mentally means giving up the notion that I am the doer and I am the performer is what? Giving up the actions mentally. That's how a sannyasi, a jnani sits. Okay, again the doubt comes, objection comes. Okay, we have answered all those things. Tatra kechit panditam manyaha vadanti. Okay, and some people always who think they are the great scholars and they come with such some doubts.
Janmadi
shad bhava vikriya rahitaha. Rahitaha avikriyaha akarta yekaha aham atma iti na kasyachit jnanam utpadyate yasmin sati sarvakarma sanyasaha
upadishyate iti.
Then some pandit, some people who think they are scholars, panditam manyaha, they come to see, I am not the doer, okay, aham akarta, aham atma, and aham avikriha atma, I am indestructible, unchangeable, unchanging, everlasting. Okay, the self which is free from all sixfold modifications, etc. Such knowledge will not happen at all. Such knowledge is not possible. Only if such knowledge is possible, then one can become free from actions. One can. Then sarvakarma sannyasaha is recommended, upadishyate. Sarva karma sannyasaha is possible only if such knowledge arises, isn't it? So these people come with a new doubt, what? Such knowledge itself is not possible. What knowledge is not possible? Na utpadyate. Jnanam na utpadyate. That jnanam does not dawn. Such knowledge does not rise. What knowledge? Aham atma. I, the self, am the consciousness, which is free from doership, which is free from all changes, which is free from all these sixfold modifications that the physical body goes through. Understand? Such knowledge of such self. Okay? Knowledge of such self, as explained all these verses, will not rise, does not rise. If that knowledge happens, sarva karma sannyasa is possible. That knowledge itself is not possible. Then tatna. No, that's not true. Come on, shut up, keep quiet. Don't say that such knowledge is possible. Knowledge of the self is possible. See, is it clear now? That somebody can come with, when everything has been explained and argued and presented. What is that? Oh, self is of this nature. One who knows the self, definitely he becomes free from doership and jarship. he becomes Sarvakarma Sannyasi when it was established. Then the doubt comes, what is the problem? What is the doubt? New doubt? Oh, when the knowledge of this self, such self happens, then Sarvakarma Sannyasa is possible. Becoming free from the doership and enjoyership is possible. Understand? But when the knowledge itself will not happen, it is not possible for such knowledge to arise. Then he has tatna, no, that is not true, that knowledge is very much possible. Knowledge of the self is possible. Okay? So all assuring us, giving us strength. Na jayate,
na jayate
ityadi shastra upadesha anarthakya prasangat. See, if knowledge is not possible, then all these verses which talk about the nature of the self, no, they would have become useless then. Understand? It is possible. Knowledge is possible. That is why the nature of the self is also unfolded here in all these verses. If it is not possible, nature of the self wouldn't have been explained here, said here. And then all these verses would have become useless. That is not true. Knowledge of the self is possible. Yathacha shastra upadesha samarthyat. I tell you, this bhashma is wonderful. You have to see the beauty of it. Shastra upadesha samarthyat. Say now, yathacha shastra upadesha samarthyat. Dharma, adharma, astitva, vijnanam, kartuhu, cha, dehantara, sambandha vijnanam, utpadyate, tatha, shastrat, tasya eva, atmanaha, avikriyatva, akartrutva, ekatvadi vijnanam kasmat na utpadyate iti prashtavyahate. Okay. See, what is right? Knowledge of dharma and adharma. There is something called right, there is something called wrong, understand? A knowledge of right and wrong, and if our actions go against the wrong, dharma, what will be the consequences? If our actions are in conformity with dharma, what will be the consequences? What is punyam, what is papam? How the self continues to exist? Self means what? How the subtle body continues to exist? Understand? The life does not, death of physical body does not make the that does not mean the person has not died for good, etc. All this knowledge we get through Shastram. Similarly, can Shastram give you the knowledge of the self? No, nature of the self also like that. What is the Shastram? Or how the indestructibility of this self, imperishability of this self, eternity of this self, non-doership of this self, non-enjoyership of this self, oneness of this self, also can the Shastra, no? All these things, nature of the self, can the nature of the self be revealed, no, by the Shastram directly to you? Like how the Shastram helps to understand other things. The continuity of life, transmigration of life, and punya papa, the consequences of right, knowledge of right and wrong, consequences of right action, wrong action, etc., punya papa, etc. All this knowledge we get through Shastram. So can Shastram help us understand the nature of the self also directly like that? Understand? He says, na. Shankara says the answer. No, the objection was raised. Shankara gives the answer. No. Why? Self is imperceptible, invisible, unobjectifiable. Therefore, nothing can help you. For antrashravanam, shastra means the means. For mananam, shastra means the means. Shastram helps you to understand the nature of the self. Thereafter, without the help of the teacher and the shastra, see, shastram and teacher, both of you are helpful for shravanam and mananam. For nididhyasanam, shastram or teacher cannot enter into your buddhi and sit with you there. Understand? You have to work. Like no food is, the hand can help only for the food to go, be put into the mouth. Understand? The hand cannot go with the food or into the intestines and there smash and help. No, that cannot be done. Hand has to stay outside. But what can the but food, no? For food from the plate to go into the mouth, hands have to be helpful. And we can also say, no, dogs and cats don't need the hands. Just the mouth goes to the plate and eat there, even there. Food from the plate can go to the mouth. But after the mouth, no plate, no hand can go along with the food for to take care of the digestion. Similarly, here, the teacher and the shastram can be with the student as long as shravanamananam take place. After the shravanamananam, the shastram has served its purpose. Understand? Guru has served its, the guru also has finished his role playing. They finished. Then nididhyasanam, you know what is the nature, of the self. You are sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. You are endowed with the fourfold qualifications, disciplines, the qualification of fourfold disciplines. So you are ready mentally, you know the self. All that you need to switch over your attention from the jagat, external things, and pay attention to Swarupam and be there, okay? And be contemplative, that's all. And whatever you need, your needs will be taken care of by, understand? Similarly here, because, see, there are people, Panditam Manyaha, they think we're very intelligent people, very highly called intellectual, great intellectuals. No. Such knowledge of such self is not possible. What self? The self which is of the nature of oneness, changelessness, okay, actionlessness. That is not possible. Then he has to, Shankara says, no. That knowledge is possible. And they will say, no, because Shastra does not help us to understand the self. Understand? Shastra does help you to understand the self. But for ascertainment, you have to work. That is why people confuse you. You know, Guru is the post. Guru is like a, you know, what's that? Signboard. They confuse you again. Not like a signboard. Signboard will not take you anywhere. Tom Tom can take you anywhere. Not a signboard.
It's like when you go in the forest and you're on a trail and there's the red paint.
No. Signboard will take you to the Gurukul ashrams, okay? Right. Not to the knowledge self. Signboard will be of no use. Anyway, doesn't matter. So here, it's very interesting here. So nice bhashyam here. I see so beautiful, so much of beauty in this explanation. Okay. No, Shankara says, why cannot shastram directly give you the knowledge of the self? Like how the shastram helps you to understand the dharma, dharma, jnanam, consequence of living a life of dharma or adharma. Understand? Etc. Why can't shastram give you? Because karana agocharatvat. See, karana gocharatvam means what? Karana gochara means perceptible. Understand? imperceptible means what? Karana agocharam. Due to the nature of the self being unavailable for objectification, due to the imperceptibility of the self. Listen, karana agocharatvat. See, due to its nature of being imperceptible, due to its subtlety, okay? Then he says, na, manasa eva anudrashtavyam.
Manasa eva anudrashtavyam.
Iti shrutehe.
Iti shrutehe.
Very beautiful. Manasa eva. Say no.
Manasa eva.
Anudrashtavyam.
Anudrashtavyam.
See, you have to. Manasa eva anudrashtavyam. You have to see the self in the mind, through the mind, but not by the mind. But what does it mean? Manasa eva anudrashtavyam. That means what? Self has to be recognized in the mind as the very subject, as the knower of the mind. Okay? So, manasa eva anudrashtavya means you have to see who is the knower of the mind. If you do not know what the mind is, and you cannot see who is the knower of the mind. Understand? Manasa eva anudrashtavya means what? Only using the mind alone, you have to arrive at what the self is. How? Where you see the effect, there alone you have to see the cause. Where you see the wave, only in the wave you have to search for the water. You cannot go and search for the water outside of the wave. Similarly here, the knower of the knowledge, understand? Knower of the knowledge has to be discovered only through knowledge. Knower of the mind has to be discovered only through, understand, through the very mind. That is why manasa eva anudrashtavya means, people think, oh, I can know by my mind means what? Can I exercise my mind and understand it? Not by intellectual exercise you can stumble upon the self. Manasa eva anudrashtavyam, people mistake it by meditation. Oh, manasa eva anudrashtavyam. So what can I do? Manasa means I have to sit in meditation. Sitting in meditation is a mental activity. So manasa anudrashtavyam. I can, one day I will stumble upon the truth. No. Manasa eva anudrashtavyam has to be understood. Understand? Yeah. By meditating upon what? Manasa eva anudrashtavi means by meditating upon, by involving only the mental activity, meditating upon the nature of the self, you can ascertain the nature of the self. That's fine. But for you to meditate upon the nature of the self, you should have already understood the nature of the self. How can you meditate upon the nature of the self without knowing what is the nature of the self? Understand? Therefore, meditating upon the nature of this self, which has been already understood as the knower of the knowledge, knower of the ignorance, knower of the mind, knower of the unmanifest knowledge, knower of the manifest knowledge. Understand? Then you know the nature of the self, then you can meditate upon it. Therefore, manasa eva anudrashtavya means where find out what the mind is, how the mind is, how the mind goes through the different states of mind. Okay? How mind also is the manifestation of the subtlest manifestation of the knowledge. Understand? And when there is that mind also is not there, the total knowledge is unmanifest. And there is something which is aware of the knowledge being manifest, knowledge being unmanifest, and that self is consciousness, okay? That is the knower of the mind. Therefore, understand that manasa eva anudrashtavyam. Why? Karana agocharatvat, due to its nature of being imperceptible, self has to be understood only through the mind as the very subject of knowledge, as the knower of the mind. Therefore, self cannot be directly, revealed by the Shastram. Shastram reveals the nature of the self. Shastram helps you to understand the nature of the self. Afterwards, you have to be contemplative upon the nature of the self. For you to be contemplative upon the nature of the self, Shastram cannot come and sit along with you. Okay? That is what is said here. Is it clear enough? But that is where we see the need of the Shastram. We also see where you have to work. You cannot work on your own without the help of the Shastram and the teacher. But Shastram and teacher themselves cannot be with you all the time. No. Is it clear? Very clear. For me it is very clear. I hope you, it must be very clear for all of you. Shastra,
Shastra.
Acharya,
Acharya.
Here again he wants to make it very clear. Shastra,
Shastra.
Acharya,
Acharya.
Upadesha,
Upadesha.
Shamadamadi,
Shamadamadi.
Samskritam Manaha,
Atma Darshane,
Karanam.
Karanam.
Beautiful definition. Which mind is the Atma Darshane in knowing the self, in seeing the self as it is very clearly, as you can look at your own reflection of the face in the clear mirror. Okay, you can see the Surupma of the Atma, nature of the self. Okay, where? In your own mind. Your own mind becomes a karanam. Atma darshane karanam bhavati. Kim karanam bhavati? The means, your own mind becomes the means to have a clear vision of the self. Which mind? Samskritam manaha, cultured mind. Not like the land getting cultured, okay? Cultured soil. Cultured, civilized, tranquil, quiet, calm, steady, undisturbed, unperturbed mind becomes, no? Samskritam manaha. Quiet, steady, pure mind. Mind is free from all impurities, which is not perturbed by any external situation, is Samskritam Manaha. Okay, prepared mind. Samskritam Manaha. And he says, Samskritam Manaha Atma Darshane Karanam Bhavati. He is emphasizing the preparation. Samskritam Manaha. Okay, well-cultured mind, well-prepared mind, the pure and steady mind, Atma darshane, in knowing the self, karanam bhavati, it becomes the means. But for that mind to become samskritam, to become well, a refined mind, for the mind to become refined, what should it have? Shamadamadi samskritam. Shamadama adi shabda stands for all other shamaha, damaha, uparmaha, titiksha, okay, samadhanam. Nityanatya Vasivekaha. All those things must be included. Okay, therefore, Shamadamadi Samskritam Manaha, the mind which has become refined because of because of the fourfold disciplines one strictly followed in one's life, and it is not mere disciplines will help the mind, Sanskritam, along with the study of the Shastram, with the help of the competent teacher. That is very important. Shastra Acharya Upadesha Sahita. Okay? Shastra Patanam with Acharya Upadesha. Shastram taught by, studied with the help of a competent teacher, along with the strict practice of disciplines. Okay, the mind becomes Sanskritam refined. Then that refined mind, Atma Darshane Karanam Bhavati. One simple sentence, okay. Unrefined mind is not be, you know, it will not be of any use to have this knowledge of the self. Don't go on search for the self elsewhere. Self is not available anywhere elsewhere other than in the mind. Self has to be recognized and is available for recognition only in the mind. Atma darshane manaha eva karanam. Not the body, not the mind, not the senses, not anything external to the body also. Manaha eva karanam atma darshane. But tad manaha api kidrusham syat, samskritam syat, well refined syat. For the manaha to become samskritam manaha, for it to be refined mind, shamadamadi should be practiced. Is it enough if we simply practice samadamadi? No. Acharya, shastra, acharya, upadesha. Okay? Along with the study of the shastram, with the help of the competent teacher who knows sampradaya, then manaha becomes samskritam. Otherwise, mind, it is impossible for the mind to become refined. Without the mind become, no, if the mind doesn't become refined, Atma darshane manaha karanam na bhavati, Atma upadrave karanam bhavati. Understand? Atma upadrave. It becomes a nuisance. The refined mind is, becomes a very enjoyable raft to cross. Otherwise, it becomes a very, very big nuisance. Mind is, that's why, manaha eva manushyanam karanam bandha mochayoho. Mind is the means, okay, responsible for one to be bound. Mind is responsible for one to be free. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamochayoho. Manaha eva karanam manushyanam bandhamochayoho karanam manaha eva. How? If it is refined, it is mokshaya karanam. If it is unrefined, it is bandhanaya karanam. If it has been refined, one has to definitely take care of one's shamadama. Understand? Disciplines. And definitely one has to study the shastram also. Understand the nature of the self by studying shastram with the help of the competent teacher. So, shastra, acharya, upadesha, samadhamadi. Okay? All this. One sentence, Shankara gives a beautiful list. Look at this. This, my God. Shastra, read it.
Shastra.
Acharya.
Acharya.
Upadesha.
Upadesha.
Samadhamadi samskritam manaha.
Samadhamadi samskritam manaha.
So manaha samskritam bhavati, refined bhavati. How does it become refined? Shastra patanena. Listen now, you can say this. Shastra patanena.
Shastra patanena.
Manaha samskritam bhavati.
Samskritam bhavati.
Acharya upadeshena.
Acharya
upadeshena. Manaha samskritam bhavati.
Samskritam bhavati.
Shamadamadi.
Shamadamadi.
Shatka. Sampatya.
Sankatya.
Manaha samskritam bhavati.
Samskritam bhavati.
Tena samskritena.
Tena Sanskritena
Manasa
Manasa Atma Darshanam
Siddhyati
Siddhyati
Sadhayitum Shakyate
Sadhayitum Shakyate.
It's okay? Very beautiful. Tathacha Tad Adhigamaya Anumane Agamecha Sati Jnanam Na Utpadyate Iti Sahasamatram Yetat. Okay. So simply, it is not right to say knowledge of such self is not possible. It is not right to say that, okay? Knowledge of such self is possible. Therefore, it is possible for one to become free from doership and enjoyership. It is possible for one to have sarva karma sannyasa. Not externally giving up the actions. Understand? But for that knowledge, manasa eva drashtavyam, manaha darshanam, atma darshane karanam bhavati, but mind has to become samskritam, it has to become refined. For the refinement, acharya upadeshaha, shastra patanam, shamashatka sampatihi, one should try to have. Last part, let us finish this today's, we won't go to the next mantra today. Let us finish at least the old bhashyam of this lesson, this verse. Jnanam cha utpadyamanam tadviparitam ajnanam avashyam badhate iti abhyupagantavyam tatcha ajnanam darshitam hanta aham hataha asmi iti ubhautauna vijanitaha iti. Okay, so such knowledge, once the mind becomes refined, definitely the mind becomes the means for such knowledge. Understand? Then one mind becomes instrument for such knowledge. Such a mind becomes instrument to have the self-knowledge. Understand? Once the knowledge is there, definitely the ignorance is dispelled. Ignorance of the self becomes dispelled. Then when ignorance of the self is dispelled, aham hanta, aham hataha asmi iti, one who, then the touch things, we can say one who thinks, I am killed. One who thinks I am the killer, etc. No, such notions make one. Such people who think that way, they do not know. Iti, that can be understood. Atracha, atmanaha, hanana, kriyayaha, kartrutvam, karmatvam, hetu kartrutvam, cha, ajnanakritam darshitam. So, the notion of self, atma being the doer, enjoyer, or the causer of activity, etc., is just because of ignorance. Where only self-ignorance, as long as there is ignorance, the notion of the self being the doer, enjoyer, and the causer of activities is possible. Once when the ignorance of self is dispelled, then in knowledge, that notion cannot exist anymore. That's all. Tatcha sarva kriyasu api samanam kartrutvadehe avidya kritatvam avikriyatvat atmanaha. So he says, not only the act of killing, any action for that matter, atma is free from, okay, any action, no all the actions are implied through the act of killing. Atma is free from complete doership. It means what? Atma does not perform any action. Similarly, Atma doesn't undergo any change. Therefore, due to the nature of the Atma being, due to its nature, that it is of the nature of self changelessness, Atma is free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, Atma does not do any action at all. Not only the act of killing. The act of killing is only given as an example to say Atma is free from all the actions. Okay. Next we read. Vikriyavan hi karta.
Vikriyavan hi karta.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Karma bhutam.
Karma bhutam.
Anyam.
Anyam.
Prayojayati.
Prayojayati.
Kuru iti.
Kuru iti.
Okay. See, vikriyavan hi karta atmanaha. See, the body, one who has identity with the body, mind, and complex, which is subject to change. The body is subject to change, everything is subject to change. Therefore, one who has identity with the body, mind, and complex because of the self ignorance, such a person alone can say, no, employ or cause another person to do actions. Come on, you do this. You do this action. Who can tell that? Who can cause other person to do action? Who can activate another person? One who has identity with the body, mind, and complex, which is subject to change. Whereas one who has identity with the self, which is not subject to change, cannot make another person do any action. I don't know, you see, whether you enjoy the beauty or the subtlety of the teaching here. I don't know, it's amazing. But if you really don't get the how subtly it's presented in things, you may feel bored with this. You may feel, otherwise it's so beautiful this is. Distributed mathematics class. If you understand mathematics, the most enjoyable class. If you don't understand the mathematics, I tell you, it's with the pain. You know, it's the, you get the biggest punishment. Tat etat avisheshena vidushaha sarvakriyasu kartrutvam hetu kartrutvam cha pratishedhati bhagavan vasudevaha vidushaha karma adhikara abhava pradarshanartham vedavinashinam. Okay, that's whole verse he says. Saha purushaha ityadina. No, he says, why Bhagavan Krishna through this verse, Veda Vinashinam Nityam Yenamajamogiyam Katham Sapurusha Partha Kam Ghatayati Hantikam. Through this verse, Bhagavan Vasudeva, Bhagavan Krishna, Vasudeva has Krishna's name, okay? What he wants to say is, he only objects the action, no? The doership and the enjoyership being, okay, shown on the part of the one who knows the self. The knower of the self cannot have doership and enjoyership. Therefore, it is not possible for him to do any action with the knowledge that I am the doer. That is what is denied here. Understand? That is what is presented in this verse. The denial of the self-knower having the doership and enjoyership, thereby being able to do any action, is presented in this verse by Krishna. Is it clear?
Mm.
I think I'm also good today. Okay. Koha punaha. It's time? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know the timings. You should remind me. Very good. Okay, last thing we'll do tomorrow, my next class. Okay, then what is this? What is this this jnani, you know, eligible for? What is the, how should a jnani be then? Who is a jnani then? Okay. Who is the one who knows the self? We'll see next class. Abba, Shankara goes and goes on and on and on to make it very clear. I tell you, you may think we are sitting with one verse, But you know, all that you need to know by reading other verses are cleared here. How many we have done today? The first verse, third chapter, little bit, not much. Or Karma Yoga. Okay, now it's very clear. The two paths, and one leading the other. Not two different paths leading to the same goal. One path leading to the other path, which will end up in Jnanam. And also, the not four paths, not all paths. Oh my God, and then he says, Samskrita manaha eva atma darshane karanam. At least one sentence remember today now. Atma darshane samskrita manaha karanam bhavati. Say all of you now. Atma darshane samskrita manaha karanam bhavati. Asamskrita manaha atma darshane karanam na bhavati. How shastra upadesha shamadamadi samskrita manaha eva samskrita manaha eva atma darshane karanam bhavati. One line is enough today. Excellent. Doesn't matter what whether Vedadashma understood or not, you understood very well. Understood? It's very important, this line. Manasa eva anudrashtavyam. Okay? So what? See, you see the importance of Shravanam and Mananam. You also know till what, till when Shastram and teacher are important. Where you have to work on yourself. But for you to work on yourself, you should have already enjoyed the help of the teacher and the Shastram. The mind, only the refined mind becomes instrument for the knowledge to rise, to dawn. Unrefined mind cannot be an instrument where the knowledge can dawn. For the mind to become refined, it should be endowed with the fourfold disciplines. The mental refinement is impossible without living now the certain disciplines. And that so that along with the study of the scriptures with the help of the competent teacher. And he says, definitely, why it is said here? Because the doubt was raised. Oh my God, what do you say? How is it possible for one to do the work? Okay, I won't read the Bhashyam anymore. Let me close before you all be relaxed. See, how is it possible for one to do the actions, not to perform actions? It is impossible for one to remain without doing any action physically and orally. Physical oral actions implies mind also must be active. Mind has to be with the actions, you know. You can't mechanically, the body cannot do, you cannot speak mechanically. Whatever you speak, whatever you do physically, definitely mind is involved there. So physical oral activities always implies the mind being active also. Understand? So it is impossible for one to be inactive. So one has to be active. So what we say, Atma with the one who knows the self, Tattva with one who knows the self, you know, is known as Sarvakarma Sannyasi, one who is free from all actions. So Sarvakarma Sannyasaha does not mean one becoming, or one remaining without doing any actions physically or mentally. Sarvakarma Sannyasaha means one becoming free from the notion of oneself being the doer and enjoyer. Understand? So that shift in understanding of now giving up the notion of oneself being the doer and enjoyer is possible only if the person has, no? Does person does not identify anymore oneself with the body, mind, and complex? That means one has perfect objectivity towards one's own body, mind, and complex. And that being objective towards one's own body, mind, and complex is possible only if the person knows what exactly the self is. So that was said. And how one's know, what is the one know? One knows the self means one knows the self, the reality, sarupam, nature. What is its nature? No, first is avikriyatvam. See, consciousness is nature of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, it is of the nature of actionlessness. It is of the nature of this pure knowledge, knowing. One who knows, and then that one cannot, having identified oneself to be the consciousness, one cannot have the notion anymore as the doer-enjoyer. That is sarvakarma sannyasaha. Then the objection comes, oh, only if such knowledge of such self is possible, then one can, sarvakarma sannyasa is possible. So to give up the notion of oneself being the doer is possible only if one has such knowledge of the self is possible. The doubt comes. And who are the people who raise such doubts? Who think they are highly intellectuals? And Shastram has to say, no, such knowledge is possible. Please don't discourage people. Already people are not interested, okay? Don't discourage. Such knowledge is very much possible. And where? You cannot go and know anywhere else. Manasa eva anudrishtavyam. You can have such knowledge in your own mind. But for that, mind has to become samskritam, refined. And that refinement is possible. Okay, the mind which is refined because of the practice of samadhi, sharka samadhi disciplines. And if mind also is exposed to study of the shastra with the help of the teacher, then definitely such mind, can have the vision of the self. Atma darshane samskrita manaha karanam bhavati. No, it is possible for, it is emphatically said here, self-knowledge is possible. And one self-knowledge is possible, it is possible for one to give up the notion of oneself being the doer and enjoyer. Then sarvakarma sannyasa becomes very natural. Understand? That is why it is said here, therefore one who knows the self definitely cannot have the notion of himself being the doer and enjoyer. Therefore he cannot involve himself in any action impelled by his desires. He will be doing the actions only for the well-being of society or people around, or just to live his paradha. That is what is mainly said here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadah.